Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Tuesday. The Face of Abraham, Part 1. In Genesis chapter 15, we read the following from the beginning. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham." This is the first fine point. Fear not. In these times of COVID-19, this coronavirus, we're full of fear, aren't we? Maybe this disease will catch me. And then, maybe my breath, I will be out of breath, and then I have to be in the hospital, and. Fear not, the Lord says to us. Fear not. That's the first point. The next one. I am thy shield. Now, when you think in former times, Middle Ages, antique areas, ages, when you had to fight as a soldier, a shield was something which could protect you from the blow of an enemy with his sword or an arrow. It's stuck in the shield and not stuck in your heart or your body. So the shield is something in front of you. And this shield helps you not to be killed. Now God says, "I am thy shield." God is my shield. We know the President of the United States, he has a special person around him. When there's an attack, this person is trained to jump in front of the President so that the President is not hit, but the one in front of him instead. So, God says, "I am thy shield. I take care of you. I'm your safety God." Oh, that's great. The ruler of the universe, the King of the kings, is willing to be my shield. Oh, that's great. I like this text very much, believe me. And I am thy exceeding great reward. Now that's important as well. Many people think they get a reward from God when they behave properly and when they follow the commandments, when they obey God's words and so on. And then they think, well, then I am paid for it. This is wrong. Let me tell you, this is wrong. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. He says, "I am thy exceeding great reward. I am thy reward. So you have to take his hand, not what's in his hand. Oh, you will get that as well when you take his hand. But if you want to take only what's in his hand, you are lost. You need him. He's your reward. That's the difference. So when people do marry, what do? They want to get the hand of the other person. They want to get the person. And if this person has some income and a house or a car or whatever, fine, we liked it. But the most important thing is the person, isn't it? You're not going to marry the house or the job or whatever. You want to marry this person. And do you want to marry Jesus, or do you want to get what he has in his hand? There's a difference. Be careful about that.